This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know if some of you remember a young man back years ago was featured on 60 Minutes by the name of Leslie Lemke, L-E-M-K-E. He was termed as a term that I think is a very unfortunate term, and I think they've changed it, but he used to be called what is called an idiot savant. He was severely retarded in many levels, but he was a genius with music. And you may remember the story. May Lemke was a lady who worked at a hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She would take children in who were abandoned at the hospital, and they came to her and said, "We have a little boy that's going to die soon. Will you take him until he dies?" And she said, "Yeah, I will." And this young man is severely retarded, and by the terms that we would use today, perhaps, she raised him, and he didn't die. He lived. And you may remember this part of the story. May Lemke and her husband are asleep in bed one night, and they hear music. And May wakes up her husband and said, "Did you leave a radio or TV on?" He said, "No." And they went downstairs to see Leslie sitting at the piano. He was playing beautifully. They'd never heard him play before. But he had this super intelligence to be able to hear music on the radio and then play it. And that's what he did. The most touching part of the interview on 60 Minutes is something I still remember to this day, even though I saw it years ago. May Lemke is telling with her Scottish brogue, her Scottish accent, that she wondered, does Leslie have any concept about love? Does he understand what the word love means? And so she said with her Scottish accent, "Leslie, do you understand? Can you tell me what the word love means?" He was sitting at the piano facing her. He turned back on the piano chair and turned back to the piano and started playing without answering her question. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found." You know the hymn. That was his response. So here's a kid who's an idiot savant, to use that horrible term, who when asked, "What is love, Leslie?" he knows it's amazing grace, the grace of God. He's absolutely, positively right. If I were to ask you, "Do you know what love is?" You can't answer the question without talking about the grace of God. You can't answer that question without talking about the forgiveness of God, because you're going to decide today, as I am going to decide today, forgiveness is going to be a part of our DNA spiritually. It's a part of who we are. You see, forgiven people have been given the capacity to forgive. Now, that's something that went right by somebody today, but you need to hear it. Forgiven people are given the capacity to forgive. I really believe that in the process of being forgiven by God, God gives us and initiates the capacity to be able to forgive other people. That's why Jesus said, "Forgive as you have been forgiven." Why did he say it? Because that's what happens. You're able to forgive when you receive the forgiveness of Christ. Much love, much forgiveness, much forgiveness. Much, much love. Well, recently on Cross Hope, we mentioned the importance to us of you looking at a part of our website known as Visual Stories. These individual programs were created by Stuart Cook, our producer for Cross Hope. The music was written and composed specifically for each piece of writing by Felix Weber, a composer and musician. You need to look at it on crosshope.org. That's Visual Stories on crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.